Hello, podcast listener. This is Lee. Thomas and I have another weird episode for you this week. Simply put, there was no time for us to get together and record an episode, so we each kind of recorded some of our thoughts on some of the scripture that we've been reading or that's been moving us on voice memos on our phone. And then I'm cutting it together in the studio. Hope you dig it. We are grateful for you. And we are working hard to get back onto a normal schedule where mics don't turn off and all the rest of it. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, so this is definitely going to be probably the weirdest episode we've ever done, and that's saying a lot, but I think it's a cool idea. Lee and I had we had super busy weeks, and things came up in all the times where we were going to do this, so we had to improvise, because we don't want to do another apology episode, honestly. No, I'm just kidding. I think we both hate missing weeks, so we wanted to make sure we got something out, but this is weird. No one's in my car. I am driving to work. It is sunrise, and I'm just talking to myself. But it looks like I'm on the phone, probably, so not that I really care. Ooh, I'm going to run a red light. Oof. If I get in a wreck or something, it's going to be so awkward. I don't know. I mean, today I woke up and I knew it as soon as I woke up. I knew that I was like, crap, today's gonna be hard. It's gonna be hard. I don't know why. I don't have any reason for it. I didn't want to get out of bed. I wanted to lay there. It was warm. The rest of my house was cold, probably. I was just slow to get up. I think part of it was I knew, like, okay, today's going to be a bit of a fight. I don't really know why. I guess I kind of do. I just don't. But it's going to be hard. It's going to be a hard day. And there's a thing that happens to me in that where when I say it, like, if I start off my day thinking it's going to be a hard day, it usually is. Because especially when I label it. So when I give it oxygen and say that, like, okay, it's going to be a hard day. I'm like, crap, why did I, you know, I don't want to lie to myself and I don't want to keep things in, but I didn't really give myself a chance today. I didn't give myself a chance to start off on a good note, because when I got out of bed, my first thought was, oof, it's going to be a hard one today. It's the middle of the week. I'm in a new spot. I haven't been in this before. I got a new job, and I'm not, just to be completely honest with whoever's listening to this, it's been hard. It's been a hard adjustment. It's been hard going from the thing that I have done since college and have loved and honestly would tell most people is my dream job, to doing something that I genuinely am very apathetic about. And I've been trying every day to be thankful for it and to have a good attitude. And today I just lost from about 6 o'clock on. I have just been like, oh, dang it. I've already lost today. Which makes me really sad, because I should have woke up, you know, not that every day you're going to get out of bed and skip around your house and, you know, be super grateful to see the sunrise or whatever, but I hope I am, and I want to be. That's a goal of mine, is to wake up ready to go and be excited that I have a day here, because none of them are promised, and my life's getting a lot shorter every day, so. And at any moment, Jesus can come back, which I hope for, and I can't wait for, and I ask him to come back all the time. I feel like that is a constant prayer of mine. Lord, please come back. Come back soon. because I really hope he does. But I also like this place for what it is, and it's a cool place, and it's pretty, and I like my friends, and there's a friend of mine who I meet with pretty regularly, he's in college, and he said this thing the other day that was super cool. He talked about how while we're here, like, you know, when we get to heaven, there's not going to be any bravery or courage or anything, because we were having that conversation of, man, I can't wait for this to be over. And he just mentioned, like, we must be here, like, while we're here, there must be some stuff that we got to get out of it. And he was also just like, man, we're not going to have the chance to do any of that when we're in heaven, which is awesome. But also, like, while we're here, let's fight. Let's work to have a good attitude. Let's fight for joy. Let's fight for our, you know, let's fight to not be insecure, because I have to fight that stuff. And we're never going to have a chance to do that in heaven, which is, like, I'm super thankful for, like, 99%. I'm like, gosh, that's going to be awesome. But there's also a little part of me that's like, man, while I'm here, I need to fight for all that, and I need to do it because I'm never going to get a chance to do it again, which is super weird and not even a complete thought. So I'm just throwing that out there. But I never know how to say that, and usually Lee can correct me, but he's not in here. Frick. Sad part about not doing this with Lee is because I have a new job, we don't get to hang out as much, and it makes me really sad because we do it when we're recording the show, and it's, you kind of, like, for the past month and a half, y'all have gotten, like, a lot of us just not being able to spend as much time together. Therefore, when we do, we're doing the show, and it's been really sweet. And yeah, anyways, I woke up this morning, and I've kind of been doing, like, a song every day to kick myself off, just because I felt like I get a ton out of them, and they encourage the heck out of me, and they kind of meet me where I'm at a lot of times. And I switched over to that recently. So I've been doing that to start. And then I've also been reading through the book of Luke. And I'm getting near the end of that, so I'll probably switch over to something else. But I've really enjoyed just kind of starting myself up, doing like a warm-up, like a stretch and a stretching routine with a song. And it's just kind of been like, it's almost been like an IV for me, just straightening my veins, which has been really great. So anyways, I was in Psalm 33 today, just kind of working my way through it. And at the very end, it says, "We wait and hope for the Lord. He is our help and shield." Okay, so I woke up this morning, I told you how I felt. And I don't know what exactly I was waiting on for Jesus. I have no idea. But I didn't feel that way. I felt like, I'm just going to wait on you. I don't know. I'm waiting on you right now, but not in like a good way. Just like hurry up. Like, please hurry up. Not patiently. I don't really know what I'm asking you to hurry up for. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is in my life. I don't really know what it is today. On this Wednesday morning, I'm honestly not sure, but I feel like I'm impatiently waiting for you. I'm on the edge of my seat. I'm like, but not in a good way. Like, I don't know. I don't really know how to explain that. I don't have like a super clear definition of that. I don't know. I just feel like if you could interject the word impatiently waiting and hope for the Lord, that's how I felt. Not like, I have something I want you to do or whatever, and I'm just hopefully waiting on it and praising you in the middle of it. I just rolled out of bed impatiently. I don't even know if waiting in hope was the right thing. I think I just rolled out of bed impatient for the Lord. I don't know. I don't know if you're led to rewrite things. You're not. So I'm just heretical right now. But I felt that this morning, and I don't know if that resonates with anyone. I guess if it does, we can go down to Red Lobster and talk about it. I don't know why I thought about that, but the cool thing about this was right after that line, "We wait and hope for the Lord," it says, "He is our help and shield." It doesn't say, like, he will be our help and shield when he comes, or it doesn't say he was our help and shield before we were waiting for him. It says, it's in spite of that, I don't know. Who knows the right word there? He is our help and shield. In what I'm feeling today, the way I rolled out of bed today, however your day's going, he's still going to be that. He's still going to be your helper. He's still going to be your protector. He's still going to be right there with you. I think about a shield wrapped around someone's forearm, just ready to go, put out in front of you to take anything that is thrown at it. I think about Captain America, how nerdy, but I do. I think about how important that thing is to him. I think about how much I need help in my day to day. How much I need it, especially today, the way I woke up feeling. I hope that makes sense. Despite how I felt this morning, however you feel today, he is those things in your life. He doesn't change because I feel funny. He is who he is. And thankfully today, the words I read were, he is my help and he is my shield.
Hey there, I am walking down the steps of my front porch toward my car. Driving to work, you could say. For me right now, that means driving to the hospital to see somebody that's in the hospital. And then going on to some other things. This is a weird podcast episode for us. It's probably, hopefully we don't have to do a lot of these, but it's just harder for us to hang out in person and make the pod these days. So just thought we'd come up with a creative solution so that you have something in your feed and selfishly that we get to still pseudo do this thing together. Not having Thomas beside me to just to say the ridiculous things he says and crack me up makes this an episode with a totally different tone, but I hope that it still serves you in some way. I just started reading the book of Revelation, which when I was a kid, I never read it. And that's because I thought it was like probably scary. I don't know if any other church kids felt that way about it, but it's like, it's this crazy book about the end of the world and what's going to happen. And there's all kinds of bizarre things that are described in that book. And to such an extent that even the word revelation made you feel like, you know, like in The Lion King, when the hyenas are scaring each other by saying, just by saying Mufasa's name. And they're like, don't say it. Mufasa. Ooh. It was like just the word revelation. In a way, it was like that for me, just because it's like, oh man, it's scary, it's an unknown, it's freaky stuff is happening. There's like 100-pound hailstones falling on the earth, and there's a beast with 10 horns, and there are two prophets that everybody, you know, that get killed, and then when they get killed, everybody has a giant holiday where they give each other presents, and you're like, this is weird, which... To be fair, it's weird. There's like a lot of weird stuff in that book. But once I grew up and just really started kind of reading through the whole Bible myself and just kind of reading the Bible for myself, I realized the book of Revelation is amazing. And in fact, the what it actually is, it's not a book revealing, you know, think about what is the revelation. It's not a book revealing the end of the world, although it does talk about the end of the world. It's not a book revealing all the things that have to do with what Christians call the end times, although it does talk about some of that stuff. What John says, the book of Revelation was written by the Apostle John. What John says is that it's a revelation of Jesus Christ. And that changes the whole thing for me. That makes this such an interesting prospect. It's a revelation of Jesus Christ. Like, when I read this book, I'm going to learn some things about who Jesus is. John says in chapter 1 that he was just hanging out on his exile island, and this place called Patmos, which was just like a rock in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea. And he's just out there on his own, man. And he said that one Sunday, Jesus showed up. Like, he just showed up again. And they, you know, for the first time in how many years? I mean, John was like an old man at this point. And he just got to hang out with Jesus. And Jesus told him some things and showed him some things. And so the book is, yeah, it talks about the end of the world. Yeah, it talks about these end times things. Yeah, it covers a lot of freaky stuff. But in its essential nature, this is a book revealing who Jesus is to us. I just wanted to read one thing from the very beginning. What is sometimes called the prologue. John says this: the revelation of Jesus Christ, the revealing of Jesus, which God gave him to show his servants what must soon take place. He made it known by sending his angel to servant John, hands-free Tennessee, whatever, who testifies to everything he saw, that is, the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Blessed is the one who reads the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it and take to heart what is written in it, because the time is near. Okay, first of all, just time out, pause right here. You're welcome. I gave you a blessing today, so deal with that. This book literally says, if you read the words of this prophecy, you are blessed. And if somebody reads it out loud to you, you are blessed. So I'm blessed for reading it. You're blessed for hearing it. It's a whole thing. Merry Christmas. You're welcome. Deal with it. But also, there's this really cool moment in here where he says, blessed are those who hear it and take to heart what is written in it, because the time is near. And that was the thing that just kind of stood out in highlighter to me when I read Revelation chapter 1, was that my role when I read the scriptures is to take them to heart. Like, I might have a lot of goals when I go to the scriptures. I might want to be encouraged. I might want God to tell me that he loves me. I might want him to give me some wisdom into something that I'm trying to figure out, some decision I'm going to make or whatever. But my role, my place, like know your place kind of deal, my role is to take the words of scripture to heart, because the time is near. I don't know when Jesus is going to come. We don't get that information. As my friend Tom says, we're not invited to those meetings. I don't get to know that, but I do know that the time is near and that it's closer than it was yesterday. We're closer to the returning of Jesus than we were yesterday. And that gives me this imperative push to take his words to heart. Those of you who know me well or have been listening to our sermons at Christ Community know that when I've been preaching the last couple of weeks, I've been preaching about the concept of grace, and that the idea that one of the reasons it doesn't hit us like a lightning bolt, maybe the way it should oftentimes, is because, you know, we just kind of can't get numb to it. We get numb to a lot of stuff. And I think that one of the things that can wake us up from our numbness is intentional gratitude. And so it's something I've been working on. And of course, you know, when you try to work on intentional gratitude, some crap is going to happen in your life to see how serious you are about it, I guess. I don't know if that's the calculus. I don't know. Maybe that's too karmic. But in any case, I've been really trying to work on intentional gratitude. And I've just had like, I've just had like a hard couple of weeks physically. Apparently I am one of those people that like clamps down on my teeth and grinds my teeth at night while I'm asleep. And, as a result of that, I've just been having kind of, nonstop headaches for a couple of weeks, and that pain is moving from my
the top of my skull down into my jaw. And my ears have been ringing. I have like tinnitus. And all the people that I know that have tinnitus, like, they started getting it and it never went away. And so me, as a musician and a songwriter, I'm like, huh, maybe I have tinnitus now. And maybe I'm just going to have to learn to get used to it, to praise the Lord for it and to move on. I'm ready for that. It's, you know, I'm in the opening season of it. So I'm not very good at, you know, being grateful and all that stuff. But it is, again, I am in this moment where I'm trying to take the words of Scripture to heart because the time is near. And so I'm trying to learn how to be grateful in all circumstances. I tell you all that not to complain about it, or not to say that I'm doing amazingly in it, but because, like last night, for the second night in a row, I woke up at 2 a.m. and couldn't get back to sleep just because of pain. And the first night that happened to me, I just kind of rolled around in my covers, kind of frustrated and like, God, just go back to sleep. Come on, just go to sleep. And then last night when it happened again, I remembered something that one of my very dear friends has been going through for a long time. Most of you guys know who Tom Job is. He's our pastor at Christ Community. And he's been one of my dearest friends for over 20 years. And in the past few years, he's had jaw pain and he's had tinnitus. And sorry, this is so weird. I'm in my empty car parked at the hospital and I'm going to get emotional on y'all. This is so weird. I don't know if anybody's still listening, but he told me that, his jaw pain wakes him up in the middle of the night. And, you know, and the decision that he made is, if I'm going to be up in the middle of the night, then I'm just going to go ahead and get up and have my time with the Lord. And I'm going to praise him and thank him. And I'm just going to be up with him when nobody else is. It's just going to be me and him. And I remember when he first told me that, thinking like, wow, I wonder what that's like. And now I know, because it's what I'm doing. I got up last night after a little while of tossing and turning, and I just thought, wait a minute, there was a part of me that wanted to know what it was like, what Tom was going through. And this is my opportunity. And the words of Scripture say to give thanks in all circumstances. So am I thankful for jaw pain? I'm not. Am I thankful for tinnitus? I'm really not. I'm not thankful that I can't sleep, but I am thankful that out of nowhere, I have a moment where I get to know what one of my friends was going through when he was going through a difficult thing. I know it's probably not a huge deal, and there are a lot of people that have a lot worse stuff going on, but it's what I was thankful for. I hope that for you, whatever you're going through today and whatever you're doing, that you have an opportunity, and that you recognize it as an opportunity to take the words of Jesus to heart, to take the words of Scripture to heart. Take them to heart, because the time is near. I don't know when it is, but I know that we are a day closer than we were yesterday, that we're a week closer than we were last week. And I can't wait to see his face. Gosh, this got so serious. Who knows? Maybe Thomas and I can just lighten the mood next time, record an episode at, you know, at Red Lobster or something. But hey, thanks for being a part of this with us. We love y'all, and we're grateful that you listen. Until next time, he was Thomas, and I am Lee, and this has been Ancient and New. Disconsolate, wherever you languish, come to the mercy seat, fervently kneel. Here bring your wounded hearts, here tell your anguish. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. Thank you.
No sorrow that heaven can't heal.